An area of low pressure is tracking to our south this afternoon. As a result, the brightest weather is across the north country, and we have a bank of clouds from the capital region on south. Farther south, we find rainfall through New Jersey and points south from there. We actually could use some of that rainfall across our area. The latest drought monitor was released earlier today, indicating that much of our area is now in moderate drought. And as an example of those dry conditions, at the Albany Airport, we are running nearly a 5-inch deficit in the rainfall bucket since March 1st. So it is quite dry across our area. And even though the forecast is a pretty nice one moving ahead, it's nice weather to be outside in, we definitely could use some rain, but there's really not much in the cards, at least for the next few days. So moving into tonight, that area of low pressure will continue to work its way out to sea to our south. We might be clipped by a couple of showers in our southern areas, but the chances are not particularly high, and any rainfall really won't be that substantial. Otherwise, we're looking at a partly cloudy night. Temperatures will be on the cool side, running mainly in the 40s with some upper 30s in the northern mountains, so it won't be quite as cold tonight as last night. Hence, there are no frost advisories in effect. Moving into the day tomorrow, a cold front will drop down from the north. We'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine, and with that front passing through, we might see a few passing showers during the day on Friday. It will be a breezy day, and temperatures will range anywhere from the upper 50s in the northern mountains to the 60s in the Capital District to around 70 across the south. So we're looking at cold air to follow that cold frontal passage. Friday night into Saturday morning, there is the potential for some frost in our area, so that is something to keep in mind. And then moving into the day Saturday, it's a cool start to the weekend with temperatures mainly in the 60s, some 50s in the mountains. It turns warmer on Sunday with highs in the 70s, and we have the potential to see some showers on Memorial Day. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy and cool, low in the upper 30s to mid 40s. Tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds, chance of a passing shower, breezy, high 58 to 66. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, low in the upper 30s to mid 40s. Tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds, chance of a passing shower, breezy, high 58 to 66. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of a shower, low in the middle to upper 40s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a passing shower, breezy, high around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, low 40 to 45. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a passing shower, breezy, high in the 60s. Region-wide, on Saturday, mostly sunny, high in the 60s, some 50s in the mountains, and on Sunday, partly to mostly sunny and warmer, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.